times of doubt and sustain us in times of loss. His words become a rich tool as we pray Scripture back to its author, and He enables us to remember specific passages so we can comfort others and share His life-changing truth. The Bible teaches us not only how to live, but also why we live. And it reminds us that God's love is the focal point of life. So what is your favorite verse? When you hear that question, your current favorite may come to mind right away. Or your first thought could be a life verse you chose when you named Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Maybe your parents shared one of their favorite passages with you as a child, and it has remained in your heart. Or perhaps life is difficult right now, and you have recently discovered a verse that you know the Lord handpicked just for you for just this time. Or maybe a particular verse had a significant impact on you at a different point in your life, and those words will always be incredibly meaningful to you. In the chapters that follow, you'll find some of your own favorite verses, and perhaps some new favorites as well. You'll find that each passage offers its own gifts of comfort, direction, hope, and inspiration. Enjoy this tangible reminder of the treasures that await you in God's Word. May this devotional grow your appreciation for Scripture and fuel your passion to read it, know it, and live it. Love is. Maybe you've heard it suggested that as you read these verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you should replace the words love and it with your own name. That can be a very convicting exercise as we realize how far short of God's standards we fall. Here is another option. Think of this passage as a description of God's love for you. Let His words heal you, encourage you, and guide you. Let them reinforce the truth that nothing will ever separate you from His love. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. And that He will never leave you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. After basking in God's love, ask Him whom He would like you to love today. He may bring to mind someone you need to forgive, because love keeps no record of being wronged. He may prompt you to pray about a coworker you tend to avoid, because love is patient. Or He may nudge you to take brownies to the new neighbors or a meal to a grieving family, because love is kind. Listen for God's direction, do what He says, and enjoy the blessing that comes with obeying Him and loving others with His love. Thank You, Lord, that You are love, and You never give up on us. Please use me to share Your love with others. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Strong and courageous. Nothing in your life surprises God. Every event, every conversation, every joy, and every sorrow. He has either planned or allowed all these. He knows that life on this planet will mean trials, pain, heartache, and challenges. After Moses' death, Joshua faced an overwhelming challenge. He had enormous shoes to fill when he stepped up to lead Israel. The Almighty knew that Joshua would have occasion to feel weak, overwhelmed, and discouraged. He also knew that Joshua had legitimate reasons to fear and be dismayed, and God spoke to those needs, which are your needs as well. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. But God didn't stop there for Joshua, and He doesn't stop there for you. He gives you an empowering reason why you needn't fear or be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So, whenever you face something that makes you feel anything but strong and courageous, remind yourself that God is with you, and put one foot in front of the other one more time. Thank You, Lord, for being with me wherever I go. With You as my source of strength and encouragement, I can face any challenge. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage.